Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Kassman with another episode of Finding the Beautiful You. Deuteronomy 6, 5 through 7, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk to them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. Ephesians 6, 4. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. How important is that? Your legacy that you're leaving your kids, that you're building for your children. It's not just what you're leaving behind after you're gone. It's what are you doing right now? What are you doing for your children and your children's children, and what are you doing for your friends and your neighbors and your community and your coworkers and your employers, whatever, whoever they are, what are you doing? What can you do to build a legacy? You can have respect. You can have a good attitude. And your reaction, something that happens, how are you reacting? Are you reacting in haste, in anger, love? Peace, what is it? How is it? Your emotions and your time with people is so important. So many people think, oh, I'm going to buy these gifts for these people so they'll like me. But that's not necessarily what they want. People like time also. It's like the five love languages. If you haven't done that, I really highly recommend that you do that. And I understand that there are situations where you may have to walk away and to pick your battles. Are your children still young and you are gone a lot? When you are home, what do you do to show that you love them, that you care about them? Do you spend time with them? Do you do things with them? While my dad was a hard worker and gave so much to people, my mom was nurturing. And I got that from both of them. My husband's parents, he also received skills from them. What did you learn from your parents? What are you giving to your children? Everyone's situation is different, but how do you react? How you react makes a huge difference. Define your values and your beliefs. What is it that you want to pass down? Do you want to pass down negative things or positive things? It's not just with your immediate family, it's also with your extended family. My mom has shown us her beliefs in God by not judging people and then by the choices that she's made. She might not agree with everything that people do or say, but she still shows that love. How are you reacting to that? If you aren't spending time with your kids, they don't see you for who you are. They react and they reach out to others or maybe things that they shouldn't be doing. Or making bad choices because they're not getting that from you. Being there for family, even if it's the elderly, your children, your grandchildren, it's never too late to at least try. You might say, well, I already messed up. We'll start reaching out now. It's hard sometimes, but you can at least try. Pray for them. Praying while you're still here is huge. Pray for that connection. Pray through that breakthrough with them. Everyone's situation, like I said, is different, and how you react makes a difference. Do you spend time with your children and your grandchildren? Do you go fishing with them, hunting with them? Do you take them camping? Do you go for walks? Do you read with them? Do you listen to music? Do you go to church with them? What are you doing that can make a positive difference in their life? You just never know what that one little thing that you're doing with your children could do to make a difference in you and in your children. Let us pray. Lord, I just pray for guidance for each one that's listening. I just ask you to guide their hearts and their minds in the directions that you want them to go, Lord. If they have children that have walked away, I just pray that they'll come back. And I just pray that each person can just keep praying for their children and grandchildren and their loved ones that need to come to you. I just ask you for guidance with that, the strength and the knowledge, and the I trust and believe. Your word says in Matthew 21:22, whatever we ask in prayer, we shall receive. We're going to receive that today, Lord, that we don't know your timing, but we know that we can trust you, that each person's going to come back to you. And we just thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening to another episode of Finding the Beautiful You.